This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, we were talking about the new CEO of college football. We don't know who this individual is going to be, but it's funny. One of our listeners said, man, y'all sound old. Why y'all trying to limit the kids' money when coaches get paid, whatever? Here's the difference. And we're not trying to limit anybody's money. The NFL has a salary cap. Nobody's limiting Josh Allen's money or Lamar's money. Nobody's limiting Brock Purdy's money. These guys are getting paid. College players will continue to get paid. But to make it fair and equitable, you have to have a cap, which is what college football wants, which is why this case is being heard to begin with. There's so many different elements. It has nothing to do with us limiting players. I've not once said, I think a quarterback should only get this. What I did say is, I believe there will be a scale. Because if you do that, you will limit a player's ability, like, again, Nico Iamaleava, to say, hey, I can go get $6 million somewhere else. When, in fact, if all of this is to scale, guys, then you know what? You go where you think is best for you.
The stability of the sport, and especially for college football fans. Now, again, as Carl, just to echo Carl Simmons, we always believe everybody make as much of a dollar and a cent in this world as you can. But you cannot basically sign on the line to go to a school and a year later put a gun to the school's head and demand more money. That can't happen.
Yep.
That's one of the things. Is when you get to the pros, you can do that. You can hold out. There's a million things you can do. But we're trying to, I mean, I'm not talking about amateurism because that's out the window, but we're trying to get college football back at least onto the rails where you get to watch the football and watch those same players. They all get make money. And we're not talking about just walk around money. Now we're talking six figures and seven figures.
Yeah. This isn't pizza money.
This is not pizza money. This is what I was talking about. I lobbied for years. So I'm with Carl. It's like, come on. You've got to have some degree. Now, the question will be, how do you manage your cap? If you want to give a guy $6 million to be your quarterback,
we'll be it.
Then go figure out how you're going to pay for your offensive line and your secondary.
That's it. And you know what the brilliance is? And this is why schools are hiring general managers. And we're going to talk about this at 4 about Kirby because he's not interested. But they're doing that because this NFL model is really about where you spend your money. You could have a great quarterback, but you could also be Shedeur Sanders and have the worst offensive line in college football and be sacked 60 times. I mean, like, that's the benefit of managing a cap and saying, how are we going to spend our money depending on the kids that we want to bring in? But by no stretch of the imagination, and I know, you know, he's joking in the sense of saying, you know, we sound like, Statler and Waller. We don't. I just feel like you have to do something like this to make it fair and equitable. 404-726-0929. More on the college football situation coming up. More with Alex Anthopoulos, who was on the Steakhouse. Mike, that's interesting. These Braves fans, and who is this? This is Kevin. Kevin says Dukes and Bell Murph is superior defensively and has an OPS of over 800. They're not trading him.
No, they probably won't. And won't that be swell that we can watch a guy who's so unfrigging clutch? I mean, the numbers, you can manipulate the numbers all you want. I know. I get it. He walks a lot.
The defense means nothing to me.
The defense, yes, doesn't. And he's a great defensive catcher. He is a guy right now who does a good job. We're not debating what he is. We're talking about another guy doing an exemplary job who might not be as polished behind the plate defensively, but we're looking at a team that has really struggled mightily offensively. And last year, I mean, everybody wants to jump at the overall career of Sean Murphy. Last year, the guy batted 193.
What?
Yeah, he played in 72 games. He batted 193.
193.
Correct. And he's since come back, and after he heated up, he's cooled off again. This guy's career, he's a 233 hitter. I'm talking about a 300 hitter plus, okay? It's a makeup for losing Contreras. And so you guys want to obsess about this. Who's stealing all these bases you need him to defend? What are you guys talking about? I mean, well, if something happens to Drake, we won't have... Yes, there's risks involved in everything. We've said this 5,000 times. We're not saying cut your nose off to spite your face. If you can find a way to get him off the books, save some money, get some better pitching, whether it's starting or bullpen, so be it. Because Drake is the new news. This guy is never going to be what you guys are making him out to be on a consistent basis. And especially not in September and not when it matters most. Please, this guy's unclutch. You got two guys in Matt Olson and Sean Murphy who are the most unclutch. You can manipulate the numbers any way you want. They're just not clutch.
So, Kevin, here's my rebuttal to you. Since Murphy's superior defensively, was that the reason why we had the best record and the most home runs and scored the most runs and had every statistical category? We led every statistical category two seasons ago, and we lost in the playoffs. Do you know why we lost in the playoffs? We didn't score. We didn't score enough. We didn't have enough of what Mike's talking about. It had nothing to do with having a superior defensive catcher. Zero. When you get in these big moments, you better have somebody with balls. We didn't have enough of that. In 21, guess what? We had big huevos.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't that year. That is fundamentally the difference, and that's why I'm telling you that doesn't matter to me as much as what I know works in the playoffs and what matters. You might steal a base in the playoffs, but it's far few in between. You know why? The pitching is superior. Pitchers control the playoff games. It's not a catcher who's throwing people out at bases and guys running on him. You have to be able to come up with big hits. Drake Baldwin has already shown me he is him.
Murphy's betting 205 guys for the month. We got another guy who's betting at like a 450 clip. I mean, and again, if Major League Baseball figures him out, I understand the logic behind the Austin Riley argument.
Every player,
every
Mike.
Every player. Austin Riley got figured out to a degree. He had to readjust and came back, and now he's obviously a perennial rock star. All we're saying is you think Murph, you feel that Murph is so, the defensives that Carl just talked about, that trumps what Drake's doing at the plate for a team which can't score runs right now? Come on.
All right, man. More on this coming up. Appreciate it, though, Kev. Good stuff, man. We appreciate interacting with you.
And I don't want to give him away for nothing. I mean, I think there is still an intrinsic value for Murph. And it's but for a team that will never get to the level of pay which they really need to, and every dollar seems to be at a premium now, getting that off the books creates some space for some other players.
And by the way, when we acquired him, do you know when we acquired him what we had? Go back and look at our lineup. Go look at who was here. He didn't have to hit. He came in to do exactly what you're talking about. Now when he needs to hit, he's not living up to it. He didn't have to hit when he got here. 404-726-0929. All right, we got more to get to. Let's get to 4th and 1. Mike, I don't like it. I don't like it one bit. And I don't want any Falcons participating. Sorry, not sorry. Mm-hmm. This thing where the owners are going to okay guys from the NFL playing in the 2028 Olympics for flag football, count my guys out. I don't want Bijan playing.
You know, it's funny. We were talking about this last week when we were on vacay. Okay, do you really give a crap about the 3-on-3 Olympic basketball?
No.
Again, if you want to get some older NBA players and not Jimmer Fredette and those other guys that were a bunch of bums, do you really care if Slovenia or Brazil wins 3-on-3 flag football?
I do not.
Or whatever this flag football is going to look like? I'm with Carl. You're telling me you would want any of your wide receivers, whether they're a big money guy or a guy on a rookie deal? I don't want those guys in this. I don't want any extra wear and tear. I know you can't put them in bubble wrap. They got to live their lives, but I got to be honest with this. This is a sport. It's great to get the rest of the world involved. It's great to promote, especially for women's sports. And there's high school flag football now, and it's really growing exponentially. But to have our best athletes playing this in the Olympics, no way, Jose.
Oh, look, my daughter participated in the first year of flag football in the state of Georgia, and it was great. We traveled around. It was the fan bases. It was fun. But at the end of the day, to Mike's point, 24 of the 32 team owners have to approve this. They will, because they believe it's going to promote the league and it's good for the league and they want to give guys an opportunity. All I'm saying is you're cool with it right now until Bijan, God forbid, blows a knee. Drake's out there clowning around and he's out for the season. You won't like it one bit. So I don't care who else plays from whatever team, but I just don't want my guys participating in this. And you could even say, like, oh, what if Michael Penix wants to play? I don't want him playing either.
Two knees? No way. Again, no way, Jose. Like, you can get hurt doing anything. You know, the NBA, we just saw what happened with Jason Tatum. You know, it's a non-contact injury. There's enough ways for these guys to jam things up. These are the greatest athletes that are amazing. The torque curl they put on the extremities. I don't need any extra wear and tear on my dudes. Now, again, if you're Jerry Jones, yeah, I want to have the Cowboys in the Olympics. Knock yourself out,
Jerry. Go for it. Yeah, I totally agree. Meanwhile, the reseeding thing is another thing that the owners are looking at. We're kind of waiting and seeing. This may not come out until tomorrow, but, Mike, the reseeding would start at round two. But this home field advantage, that's the issue that we talked about, and this is what the owners are trying to contemplate, guys. You can reseed, but are you telling me that the division winners are not going to get a home game?
That's what I said yesterday. Let's reseed after you get, you know, winning your division should be rewarded with at least one home game, right? And that to me is fair. Then you can move on to, okay, we'll reseed, and then the team that's got 8 wins or 9 wins goes up and they play on the road against a team with 10 or 11 wins or so. So be it. But I still think, because then you start to marginalize the importance of those divisional games, right?
I agree. Yeah.
Those 6 games against your divisional opponent are supposed to mean something. So, I mean, and then otherwise you're just going to have like baseball without divisions, like football without divisions. I don't want that either. Or do you want that?
No, look, allegedly under this current plan that they're looking at, if you reseed in the second round, the basic thing is this. Just as how you have to look at it. Team with the best record would play the team with the worst record. Team with the second best record would play the team with the second worst record. And that's how this thing would work. And it's interesting, Mike, because, you know, they went back and looked at what it would look like last year if this would have happened, like, after the wild card round. And the funny thing is, remember, the Lions ran into a buzzsaw, right? I mean, the Lions were like, oh! And that was a crazy game. But the Lions, under this new rule, would have hosted the Rams, and the Eagles would have hosted the Commanders if it was the new rule. Last year, it was different. Remember, the Commanders go to the Lions, Rams go to Eagles. We know how that played out.
I'm just saying, you know, the Detroit Lions have sort of two years ago, shot themselves in the foot because of coaching strategy. And to sit there and kind of, now we have to reinvent the playoff wheel because you guys can't move on. I'm just saying, let's see the forest for the trees. I think we got a good system. I do think the division still has to mean something. Division game is supposed to mean more. So, yeah. One, you want to reseed after you have one. Give me my division winner, you automatic home game, then we reseed. That's, to me, is like a nice split of the baby.
Yeah.
Because Goodell wants this, just like he wants to kill the Tush Push. They're saying Goodell wants this. And if he wants it, he gets it.
Well, he's got to get the other owners to vote, but 24, I agree with
need
you.
24 owners on board.
Yes, but I think this is probably going to happen as well. And we'll see, man. I mean, like, again, I just – and by the way, here's the other side of this. If you're going, all right, what does it mean for the divisions? The league, Goodell, believes that week 17 and 18 become more valuable now because teams have to play for seeding rather than we've won our division and guess what? I can sit my guys and we can rest and the games aren't compelling in week 17 and 18. That is why he wants to push for this. I think there's something to that, but I also don't like the idea that if we bust our tail and win this division, like I hope we will this year, that we don't get a home game. That's the one thing you're going to get. Winning the NFC is very hard. And, guys, even in the years we did win the NFC, we had home games and we didn't always go to the Super Bowl. So,
right. I mean, the year we lost to the Packers, that was the first-round bye. We lost to Aaron Rodgers. That was the pick before and after halftime. Remember that one? That was the one where Aaron Rodgers beat us, and then the next year we got Julio. 2012, we had the number one seed. 49ers came here, beat us in the NFC Championship.
It's hard to be the number one overall seed. That's great if you get it. But to say you win your division and you don't get a home game, I think the reseeding will start in the second round. All right, man, we got more to jump into. Coming up, we got to talk some NBA hoops. Our man Nick Friedell is going to join us. NBA playoffs start tonight. He's an Odyssey NBA insider. We'll get his thoughts on both series coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
I think the conference finals are going to be a lot of fun. Starts tonight, T-Wolves at OKC, 8:30. Eastern Conference Finals begins on Wednesday. Pacers at Knicks at 8 o'clock. Let's welcome in our man Nick Friedell. Mm-hmm. He is an Odyssey Sports NBA insider. Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai, guys. We put your safety first and everything else second. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Nick, appreciate you jumping back on with us. It's always good to talk with you. Listen, I said to Mike yesterday, I like the idea of new blood. As much as I love LeBron and Curry and all the guys, this is something different. And do you think it's going to attract more of an audience? Or that these guys have to do, you know, spectacular things to get that kind of casual interest? Because that's the thing that a Steph Curry or LeBron automatically brings.
I am definitely in door number two there, guys. Because if you have relied, as the NBA has for so long, on Steph and LeBron, it takes time to build new viewing habits. And I think long-term for the league, this is a great couple weeks because – so many of these guys, the Jalen Brunsons and Halliburtons in the East, and certainly Ant and SGA in the West, a lot of the casual fans don't know about them. So it's a great time for the league's growth. But I don't think that the league is sitting there thinking, oh, well, I wish that that things had played out in a different way. I mean, the league always wants the hits. And the hits, as far as the NBA is concerned, are Steph and LeBron. And that's why, on a broader note to all of this, Adam Silver, for as great as these young players are, has got to be absolutely praying that the Knicks win in the East and get to the finals. Because for as much as true basketball fans might love Pacers Thunder, the league isn't going to love that because it's two small market teams that just don't have that much of a following nationally.
Right, the Knicks and Celtics were averaging like 5.7 million viewers. The Lakers and the Timberwolves game 4 was the most watched of this so far at 7.35. So that's what Carl and I were saying. How do you find that next generation of the casual fan to jump on board the next generation of these new Jag hoopsters? And again, it's going to be a lot of fun. As you said, super entertaining. Is Oklahoma City going to be able to handle their water? Because they blew game 6, and at times they look a little shaky. If Caruso doesn't start making some shots, I don't know what was going to happen the other night.
I think they are, and I believe that because they've been the most talented team probably all year, aside from Boston, and we know what happened there with Tatum's injury. But they're so deep, and they play defense so well. So, like you, I sat there in game 6 and went, uh-oh, things are looking really shaky here. I don't know if this is actually going to happen for the Thunder. But then they responded at home in game 7. And if you're Mark Daigneault in that coaching staff, you're telling your team, we have been the best group all year long. We had some moments in that Denver series where it didn't look really good, but we know who we are, and we know that we have a higher level than anybody that's left. So absolutely, as we sit here right now, I expect the Thunder to win the West and to be in the finals. But for any young team that's going through it for the first couple times together, that's always the hurdle. The hurdle is clearing a defending champ like they just did in Denver. It's getting to the West Finals in this case and finding a way to get out of that series. For as great as Minnesota looks with Ant at the top of everything, I just don't know if they have the talent to match up to the Thunder. And if they can rise to the occasion, well, then we're going to see SGA on a whole different level.
Nick, look, when the Celtics hired Brad Stevens, he was already there as their president of basketball ops, de facto general manager. Everybody said, oh, he's too young, he won't do a great job. And he's done a terrific job there. But talk about Sam Presti and what he's done at Oklahoma City. I think he's the best executive in basketball because of how he's been able to do this a couple of different times.
I would agree, and I would tell you that behind the scenes, when you start talking to people in the league, they'll tell you the same about Presti. They've been shocked at his ability to kind of redo things on the fly. And again, if you're in a smaller market and you don't have the cash flow and the revenue that some of these other bigger teams have, then you're always looking for different ways to win. And when he made that move for SGA, I think a lot of people around the league saw the potential, but they weren't sure that he was the star that he's become. On top of the fact, guys, I mean, the Thunder, you could make the argument their secondary logo should be the lottery card because they have so many draft picks that are just sitting there waiting to be used in time. So Sam Presti, over and over again, has been the guy that has shown that he can redo that team and make them really, really good. The issue is he's never been able yet to win a title. Maybe this is the team, but pound for pound in the league right now, I don't think there's a better executive going.
Talking some NBA guys with Nick Friedel from, the vantage point of a fan who grew up in New York. And I told Carl this last week. For a million years, I never thought the Knicks would get back to the championship, and I'd never, ever envisioned it happening with Thibodeau. Always felt, you know, he's going to run these guys into the ground, but it just seems like they got the right balance of superstars. They've got the depth. You buy in Thibodeau to get it done. He's 67, by the way. This could probably be his best last chance to get to an NBA Finals as head coach.
This is it. This is absolutely it. If he doesn't do it now, guys, it ain't going to happen because rarely in the league do you get 4 cracks at running the show. So I've known Tibbs a long, long time, dating back to when I started in Chicago, and he got that Bulls job. Nobody wants to do it more than that guy does. And I would also say I think the prevailing thought around the league was exactly what you described, and that Tibbs is a hell of a coach. But the knock on Tibbs was he wore out his players, and he was always the A to B guy. He was never the B to C coach. Now, if you go and you take this Knicks team even to the finals, I think that moniker fades away for him. And what the key is for Tibbs and this group is he's got a bunch of Tibbs, like prime players, and he's got guys who think just like him. I mean, I watch the Knicks, and I think there's Tibbs, and there's a bunch of mini Tibbs with him, with Brunson, with Hart, with guys that know exactly what they're supposed to do. The person that doesn't necessarily fit that description I just provided is Towns. I'm still even in shock a year later, not even that, that was the move that they made, but it's worked out for both teams, and he now has a chance, Towns does, to change a moniker of his own and a guy that's really good in the regular season but kind of fades away in the big game. So I believe the Knicks have enough to at least get to the finals. I think Brunson is just a little bit better than Halliburton, and he can carry that team across. I don't know if they have enough to win the finals, but if Tibbs can get them to that point, I like their chances, because you know that guy. I mean, he'll knock you out till the death until he finds a way to break through that final wall.
Insider calls brought to you by Hyundai, guys. Hyundai helps protect you and your family on the road. They put your safety first and everything else second. We're talking with our guy Nick Friedell, talking about the NBA playoffs, conference finals. Tonight it is OKC and the T-Wolves. Ant-Man says he doesn't want to be the face of the league. If he gets to an NBA finals, Nick, and wins one, he's going to be the face of the league. And it's funny because he's an Atlanta kid. Even when he was here and he went to, you know, he went to Georgia, and we were like, 1 year, but you could just see. We had him on the show, and his personality, even a few years ago, before he got into the NBA, was just, you could tell. He's got that aspect of it, and even if he doesn't want it, if he gets there, he's going to earn that, isn't he?
That is exactly what's going to happen, and I think you nailed it, because if you want to be the face of the league, sure, there's success that comes with that. You have to win, first and foremost. But if you want to be the face of the league, you either have to have an unworldly quality, and I'm thinking of Steph knocking down threes from all over the place, because we've never seen it quite just like that, or you have to win and have a really great personality. And that's what cracks me up talking about the Ant-Man, because he's trying to push away all this talk, but he has the personality to back it up. He has that type of charisma that people want to see and follow what he's doing day to day, regardless of what he's doing on the floor. When you combine that with the ability to win at the highest level, well, now you're talking about a superstar that transcends just the game of basketball. So that's the track that he's on. If he continues winning with these Timberwolves, well, then he doesn't have a choice. I mean, he's going to have all that pressure and all the fame that comes with being the face of the league, because somebody has to take that torch. I mean, LeBron and Steph have carried it for a long, long time. I'd throw Kevin Durant in there as well, but all those guys, they're about to go. It's Anthony Edwards, it's Tatum prior to the injury. It's those guys who have to pick up the slack and take it a little farther now. And if he wins, he absolutely is that guy that the league is going to push behind even more.
Nick, just got a few minutes left. I know that William Chisholm is supposed to be buying the Celtics. He's going to ask for a rebate on this thing. What happens now? Because obviously Tatum's going to be out for a year, but the contracts, the money, are they going to try to do a soft reset, blow it up? What's going to happen?
If I were the Celtics, I don't see how you can keep the current roster intact. Because guys, you know as well as anybody that pro sports are a business. And if you are telling these very rich people that they are not going to win at the level they either are accustomed to winning at or were buying the team hoping they would win at, good luck to the Celtics. I mean, that's just the reality of that injury. It's catastrophic for an organization. They're just not good enough over the next couple of years. So I don't see how you can run everything back, especially next year. And I'm thinking of a guy especially like Al Horford, who, of course, everybody in Atlanta knows very well. But I don't see how you can say, all right, well, we'll re-sign Al and we'll make all the different moves and we'll just hope that the Tatum returns. That's not the way it works. So if you're the Celtics, you have to play for a couple years from now. This team heading into next season, they're not good enough to win a title, and that's when really hard conversations for that new ownership group have to take place.
Great stuff, Nick. Appreciate you stopping by. Odyssey Sports NBA Insider. Who do you like tonight, by the way? First game.
Tonight, give me OKC. I just think they're going to try to set a tone, and they've got so much momentum coming in off the other day, guys. I'd be surprised if they let their foot off the gas here in game one.
Yeah, they've been great all year, best record in the league. Nick, we'll talk soon, man. We'll see how this plays out, and we'll be in contact, brother. Thank you so much.
Awesome, guys. Enjoy being with you.
Absolutely. More to get to as we continue along. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Also, Kirby says, we are not hiring one despite the trend in college football. That's coming up at 4 o'clock here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
By the way, since we were talking with Nick Friedel, Odyssey NBA insider, do want to mention Mike Zachary
Risacher.
All rookie first team, baby.
Premier equipe, Carl.
Yes. Stephon Castle, Spurs, Jalen Wells with the Grizzlies, Alex Saar, and Zach Edey with the Grizzlies. But here's what I'm getting to. Mike, we got the right guy. He is going to be good. I thought he was better than expected in his first year. And Zachary's going to continue to grow, man, and hopefully he turns into that very special player. You know, being a number one overall pick is a big deal.
Right. As I said, everybody wants to immediately go, well, of course, we missed out on Wemby. We don't get Flag, and I get it. Yeah. the way the thing is spun. But it still, as Carl just laid out, Reese Hoshea, you know, we're not sitting here doubting Reese Hoshea, put it that way, after the first year. We feel good about Reese Hoshea, and hopefully it's onward and upward.
I hope so. More on the Braves coming up, guys, as Spencer Strider is back. But right now, let's get to Day-Day and Yeah Man, No Man.
Hey, guys.
Hey, man.
It's Tuesday. It's hot outside. Summertime is here.
Real. I told Carl, 93 today out there as I was doing my detour, Carl, around exit 61 in Fairburn. But enough about me, Day-Day. Back to you.
Well, I like the heat. I really do. All right. You guys mentioned earlier this whole, you know, conspiracy, LeBron James, we reacted to that cut. He's not the only one that thinks there may have been a little hand in the pot helping things cook. Mm. One Shaquille O'Neal had a little something to say.
I don't know if you heard this story, but in 1992, I think the draft was in June or something, I meet Mr. Stern in March, and he says to me, hey, know who you are. Can't wait for you to come to the NBA. Then he pulls me to his side. You want to play where it's cold or where it's hot? He asked me that. Yeah, he did. He asked me that, and I was like, hot. And he smiled, and I smiled. And then a couple of days later, they had the draft thing and, you know, the top three things. And then Minnesota was number three. I was like, and then Charlotte was number two. And then Orlando, Florida was number one. I was like, I didn't think anything about it. But, you know, you hear a lot of these conspiracy theories. And you know, there's a lot of situations that could make these things sound good and sound true. Like, okay, Dallas gets rid of one of the best players. But, oh, we're getting a new one. Ding, 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 ding. So mm-hmm. I don't want to use the word conspiracy theory, but it's very interesting.
Yeah. As we said, it's hard not to get your head going that way, especially when you feel that some feel, Carl, the NBA. Now, if they really want to manipulate things, they would have helped the Celtics out a few times, but or maybe the Bulls, recent history. But this one just seems like, to Day-Day's point, one hand washes the other.
Stop it, Shaq.
Shaqtus is onto something, Carl.
Stop it.
It just seems a bit strange.
I don't know if you heard this story. 1992.
It was a casual question. Listen, to Mike's point, here to all you conspiracy theorists out there, why have the Knicks been so bad for so long? Why have they not gotten the first overall pick or the player of the century when they've needed it? I mean, give me a break. I feel like everybody just wants to make this more than what it is.
Well, they did do that for the Knicks. That was 1985, you know. Stan Kasten of the Hawks said he was there saying he heard from I brought this up last week.
The frozen envelope.
But another executive said, the Knicks are getting it. The Knicks are getting it. And Stan wouldn't tell you who that other executive was. But I put the video up there. You watch David Stern digging in there for a minute, trying to find that envelope he's looking for.
This is one of the, it will go down as one of the craziest conspiracy theories ever. I don't know if we'll ever know. A few people knowing about it, like, okay. But I don't believe, not that I don't believe Shaq. He asked that question, great. But Shaq ends up in Orlando. Listen, you have the next big dominant big man. You put him in Orlando. We forget, like, come on. I don't buy that. But anyways, it's interesting, and I don't think there is this conspiracy theory. The Mavs just got lucky, man, just like the Spurs got lucky. Mike's right. Mm. The Celtics should have had Tim Duncan. They didn't get him.
Yeah. But it is interesting to say, hey, you know, you and Luca ain't laughing at the same jokes. Look at him to LeBron. We'll pump some life in L.A. with LeBron for a couple more years, and we'll make it right to you, man.
He's a puppet master behind the scenes.
You get the next Larry Bird. Yeah, it's Nosferatu. It's the commissioner. I don't put it past him.
I mean, after all, and to Shaq's point, you got a new team in Orlando, Florida.
Yeah.
They need a little hype.
Yeah. Hey, well, they got it.
That's Tyra Banks, fool. You got Shaq and Penny.
That's what I'm saying. They got it, no doubt.
All right, moving on, guys. I want to find out when it comes to your taste buds, what your limitations are. But I sent you guys a video. Hopefully you got a chance to check it out. But let's listen to this audio first of a young man, or he's not young, but
older guy.
Older guy trying out some hot wings. And if you watch this video, he looked like he almost lost his life.
I've heard all about you lot. Hottest chicken wings in Great Britain. Is that true?
That is potentially true.
Potentially?
Yeah.
Well, go on. May I order some, please?
Yeah, of course you can. Okay. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Yeah. Let's get on.
They got jalapenos all over them, by the way.
Fried wings, and it's got our signature hot sauce on there, and
your
some pickled chilies.
Signature hot sauce.
Yeah.
That is. Give me that.
He grabs somebody's beer.
He's wearing a sport coat. He's got a hat on, Carl. He's looking for something to drink. He literally steals a guy's Guinness right out of his hand. at this outdoor marketplace, it looks like.
Yeah, man, no, man. You guys are down for some hot, hot, hot wings.
Look, I love wings. I could eat wings every day. Like, literally, I tell my wife, you want wings again? I could eat wings every day. I can't eat those wings. I can't do any. Look, it goes in. It's got to come out.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And I got to tell you something. If y'all have ever had those spicy, spicy wings, that's not fun.
Right. And I just don't know. My buddy Mark is a chef, and it was the ghost pepper, and you had to get sign the release, Carl, back in the day.
Too
to
much,
get these,
man.
As for a restaurant to use them, you got to dilute it, obviously. But to me, I just don't understand who gets pleasure in that.
Yeah.
They're having like the sweats in your face, and you know, and me, I'd have a friggin' heart. I could have a heart attack. I've never understood what's the appeal.
Well, for
I like a little, Carl and I like heat. We like some spice in our food.
I love spice, but not that.
But not to the point where you're in agony.
Yeah. And I was going to say, for me, I never understood the concept, because once you eat something that's too hot, it starts to make the rim of your mouth mm-hmm. kind of numb, and then now all of a sudden you can't even taste flavor at that point.
Right, exactly.
And
right
I want flavor. I don't want the heat.
Day-Day, I don't know if you got people in your family like this. My dad was one of these people, like, he put hot sauce on everything, right? Just to add a little something, even if it didn't need it, even if it was spicy, my mom would be like, what are you doing? Put a little hot sauce on here. He put a little bit on there, and I have become that guy where I like a little hot sauce on different things now. But again, that's different than this, what you're talking about. Like, this is, you're drinking a gallon of milk to kind of calm your senses. That's just too much.
Yeah, man. This guy, like I said, he dang near killed himself trying to prove something.
Real quick, Dom, you say you had ghost pepper wings?
Yeah. So I was with my mom in Charlotte. That's where she stays. And we were at this mall, and they have this, literally, it was just a store of just hot peppers and stuff. But they had a sauce that was like ghost pepper that you had to sign a release for, and that literally was like in a grenade bottle.
So what
it looked
did you
like.
Just taste a little bit?
So what they do is they put it on like a little tortilla chip for you, and you try it.
Gotcha. See, yeah. I don't need that in my life.
I was good for about 2 minutes. We left the store, walked out.
And it hit.
Started feeling it. Sweating.
And then what are you supposed to eat? What did you drink? Milkshake?
Yeah, I just ran to whatever was nearest and whatever drink was closest by.
Because on the video, this guy's a TV reporter for ITV, one of those networks over there. And so he's literally, there's a group of people. It looks like a reception at this outdoor marketplace. And he basically just runs at a guy. He just like grabs a Guinness out of the guy's hand and starts slugging it. They're trying to help him with that burning sensation.
Yeah, you can have that. All right, last one, guys. Another Day-Day hot button. If you are standing in a fast food line for at least 10 minutes, that is more than enough time for you to know what you want. I cannot stand it when a person gets to the counter after being in line for 10 minutes and still unsure of what they want and start asking questions. It happened to me today. We're at a pizza restaurant. Cheese, pepperoni, or a calzone? Right. All right? Those are your choices. Why are you still undecided? Yeah, man, no, man.
Well, I mean, again, and this has nothing to do with the slow level of service we get at some fast food. This is now you've added the component of you are an idiot. It's like when you're at the drive-thru and you see somebody in the minivan, forget it. I'll just forget it. I'm not getting my Wendy's today. I'm not going to, you know, this is going to be a 10-minute hassle. You know, and it's going to be 5 minutes at the window and things are going to be jacked up. But I'm with you. I've never understood that. I mean, especially at a bar, too. At a bar, like you're waiting on a bartender, same thing. Okay. Six syllables, vodka soda, Jack and Coke, Jack and ginger, you know, Makers and ginger. You know, I mean, let's go. Let's get out. Let's go. While we're young here.
Day-Day, I don't remember who the comedian was. You remember that old joke where you'd be at McDonald's? Yeah, I want the.
I do remember that. Who was that?
And it was like, come on, get to it. Yes. One, two, or three. I need the.
Right.
To your point, look, it is maddening when you get to that point and you're up, you're right before ordering, and then the person in front of you is doing that. But yeah, man, know what you want. It's not that hard, especially at places like that. And by the way, when you've got limited choices, what are you choosing? What's the big deal? It's not like you're at, you know, what's the menu, Mike? They got all the we talk about it all the time.
Cheesecake Factory?
Yeah! You got 8 million items to choose from. It's not the Cheesecake Factory.
It's not the Cheesecake Factory, man. I think that might have been Sinbad.
Yeah. Yes. Back in the day, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he was like,
But while we're talking about this, you touched a nerve with me. The wife. You know, in a restaurant, you might not get that waiter back if it's busy for like 5 or 6
minutes. So go ahead and order.
Mm-hmm. So, Becky, don't rush me. I don't. And like, come on.
Yeah.
Let's go. Swedish meatballs. Firecracker shrimp.
Yeah. We were on vacation. And
empanadas.
That happened the other night, Mike, where the waiter came. They brought all our food. We're sitting there.
Right.
We eat. We're waiting for a water refill. Waiting. Now we're looking around. Finally, like, we have to track her down. Now, the bar was busy, but the fact of the matter is, to your point, she came back, and then it was like, just bring the check, because we don't know if we're going to see you again.
But that's my wife. We have a fight over this probably. You know, we go out a lot to dinner. That's about a once out of every four. It's like, I haven't a chance to look at the menu. It's been in front of you for 5 minutes.
Right.
Let's go while we're young.
Yeah, man. My wife, when we're driving the kids to a fast food restaurant, before we even get into the parking lot and up to the drive-thru, I want your order now.
Know what you want.
Know what you want. That's what I got, guys.
All right, man. Great stuff. Hey, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Father's Day dinner is coming, and we want you to join us Friday, June 13th at the Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Perimeter location, guys. We celebrate Father's Day with you. Click the contest page at 92.9 The Game and tell us why you want to treat your dad to a special dinner. It can be your grandfather. It can be your kid. It can be a coach. Anyone that's important in your life. It's presented by Atlanta Motor Speedway, where NASCAR returns June 28th for the Quaker State 400, available at Walmart. And brought to you by Lazy Dog Restaurant and Bar. Guys, eat, drink, and good times. Go to 92.9thegame.com. We come back. He says, we don't need one of those. Mm.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.